You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I think you know one of my favourite topics to discuss on this show. And one of my favourite topics in life is... Well, I don't know how to say it.
It's the nom-noms. It's the A to B scenario of food getting down the hatch.
It is food, Simo, and there is a particular food that has caught my attention. You'd be familiar with shapes?
Yes.
Like, you know, there's the barbecue shapes, pizza shapes, chicken shapes.
Yes.
In fact, I have some with us this morning. Would you like a barbecue shape?
No, because they're empty, aren't they?
No, there's some in them. Yeah. They're admittedly a lot emptier than they were yesterday.
Okay, right. Yeah, no, I'll have one.
But no, there you go. I'm part of the shape box. So there you go. Well, Simo, Arnott's have brought out...
Did you put chili in these? This is like your...
No, they were... Well, they were in a sealed package before I started snacking on them.
Yeah, for those that are unaware, Jordan has a habit of adding chili to any shared food just for the...
Yeah.
Kicks, even though you deal less well with chili than I do.
I know, yeah, so it's more a prank on myself. There you go, Simo, you've eaten one.
Yep.
Just waiting for the chili to kick in now.
Screw you.
No, I'm joking, there's no chili in them. No, Simo, the reason that I bring it up is because Arnott's Shapes, they have released a brand new flavour. Now, this flavour I 100% endorse. I think it's going to be amazing. However, the name may divide people.
Okay.
So the name that they've gone for, well, the flavour they've gone for is a chicken parmigiana flavoured shape.
Now that's that is a market, isn't it? The chicken parmies, like,
yes,
that's the go-to 1A of every pub exam ever. You walk in, what are you going to get? Dunno, chicken parmy.
Don't even show me the menu. I will peruse the menu before deciding I'm going to get a parmigiana.
That's right, yeah. Are you a parmy or a palmer?
Well, Simo, that is what I wanted to get into because what I reckon may divide Australia. Simo, I got the picture of the little press release here. I'm handing it to you there. Can you just say what they have gone with on the box?
Idiots. This is Pandora's box. box.
So they've got the shapes box and they have called it chicken parma flavoured.
Yeah.
Which will no doubt divide many people because whether it's a parmy or a parma is a very important thing.
Yeah, I'm a parmy. Where do you... you're a parmy also?
I'm also a parmy.
Because I know that Queensland is like, when you go further north and you kind of, you lose the pronunciation of stuff.
Well, what they have done as well, Arnott's, I feel like by calling it parma on the box, they may have started a bit of a war between states in Australia.
Yeah, Queensland mainly,
However, they may have also fixed that war.
Oh.
Because as well as, Simo, the picture that I've got here says chicken parma, they're also printing some boxes that say chicken parmy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they've made, you can mix and match.
They're accommodating for state lines.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is wrong. They should just get rid of parma because that doesn't exist. It's a parmy. Come on, Arnott's.
No, well, you don't. That's the thing as well because parma, I think it definitely comes from Queensland. Like, there's a lot of sun up that way. It gets to the brain.
I would have said Parma comes from Italy because I'm pretty sure that's a town in Italy.
Simo and Jordan.
And it's time for a love chat.
Love chat, baby. Love a good love chat.
The segment where we solve your love issues.
Don't know if we do, but...
we have a good crack at it, don't we?
We try to solve them and often end up making them worse.
We fixed a divorce earlier this week.
I don't think we did that.
by advising them to have a kid.
Yeah, that's not the best advice.
So, this time around, we're dealing with the catfishing.
Oh, okay.
It's not fishing for cats.
Is it fishing for catfish?
No, catfishing. So I had a quick check because I wasn't 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
So the Google brings in catfishing as a freshwater or marine fish with barbels resembling whiskers around the mouth, typically bottom dwelling.
Right.
So it's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then catfishing in regards to the dating scene... I checked Urban Dictionary, which is always dangerous.
Yeah, it's always a bit risky.
Alrighty, so I can't use that one. Can't use that one. This one will do.
Scroll down to page 17 where you found one that you can say.
Okay, catfish. Someone who pretends to be someone else, especially on the internet, found anywhere from Instagram to Twitter to chat sites. These people use fake pictures to disguise who they are. It's a synonym for this in situations, maybe a troll, because the majority of catfish are out there simply to troll others, while others have their own reasons for this approach. Often catfish, once discovered, are faced with people full of annoyance and frustration at being catfished.
This is our new segment, Dictionary Definitions with Simo.
Would you like it to be...
Same time tomorrow.
Would you like it to be used in a sentence?
Would you please?
All right. Matt. Oh, man, that chick Casey I liked was a catfish all along. Even the booty was fake. Mark. Oh, dude, that sucks. Let's go get you a real girl with a real booty.
Tune in same time tomorrow for Simo to read out another dictionary definition.
Very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this catfishing incident occurred on Tinder.
Okay.
Now, can you see why there might have been a catfishing issue?
Okay, well, Simo, I can see your screen there. It's got a screenshot of a guy's Tinder profile.
Mm.
His name is Carter. He's 21.
Yep.
He is sitting on his couch looking at his laptop and he's photoshopped onto his lap. Is that the baby Yoda?
That is the baby Yoda.
Right.
Mm.
So what, they're saying that...
It's not a real baby Yoda.
Well, kind of goes without saying.
Yeah.
So what, so he's been... Someone has accused him of catfishing. Someone thought that he might have had a real baby Yoda.
Mm.
Went on a date with him. He said, no, that's just Photoshop. He's like, you catfish!
I have the conversation that has gone down.
Are you sure you can read it at this time slot?
Yes, I can.
Because, Simo, Tinder conversations can go very dirty very quickly.
Oh, yeah. All right. Here we go. So, Roz slid into his DMs.
Okay, so Roz swiped yes.
Correct.
And agreed to go on a date with Carter, who is 21.
Well, first of all, she had some questions, Jordan.
Okay, yeah, no, fair enough, yeah.
And she wanted them answered now.
Okay.
She wanted them answered instantly.
Right.
Right. Here we go. Roz, where did you get that baby Yoda doll? Carter.
Should I do Carter's voice?
Yeah, go for it.
You be Roz.
All right,
you be Roz. I'll be Carter.
Shall we go from the top?
Yeah, go from the top. Yeah, we probably should have planned this beforehand, but no, that's fine.
Where did you get that?
Is that your Roz voice? It's the exact same as your normal voice. Are you Roz? Are you catfishing as Roz on Tinder?
No. That's not my normal voice. My normal voice is like this. My Roz voice is like this.
Fair enough.
Because it's on Tinder and it's a cesspool. All right, so. Where did you get that baby Yoda doll?
I'll do my Carter voice.
Yep.
Haha, it's just photoshopped.
No, not the photo, I mean the Yoda doll.
Yeah, it's not a doll, unfortunately. I don't know why I've been having helium so much, but apparently I have. Anyway, they said, no, it's not a doll, unfortunately. Anyway, it's kind of... I can't read it from here. What does that say?
Besides Star Wars, what movies do you like?
All right, yeah. Besides Star Wars, what movies do you like, Roz?
So, you put a fake image on your profile, that's literally the definition of catfishing. You're a liar and a sneak, and I'm reporting you, not letting you fool anyone else with your little tricks.
Simo, I don't think this is going to, you know, come as a shock to anyone, but I am on this dating app as
yeah.
such.
Hmm.
And if this person got shocked by seeing a fake picture...
yeah.
Not good news for the rest of her Tinder life.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Well, right now, Simo, you have a puppy at home. You've had a puppy for about, what, a month or so now?
Yeah, somewhere there. He's a destroyer of worlds.
Is he? But he is very cute.
Yeah, but most things are, Jordan. Anything that'll destroy your life masquerades as being cute.
Well, like, Simo, we've talked about it on the show before. I don't have pets, never had a pet, don't really want to have a pet. But even I can admit, you've shown me pictures of the dog. It is super cute.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was his name?
Barney.
Barney. How's Barney's toilet training coming along?
Yeah, he's actually not too bad, if I'm honest.
Okay.
I mean, do you want me to go into graphic detail, or you just want, like, how successful on a scale?
Well, I mean, has he...
defecated inside?
Yeah, has he pooed somewhere where he shouldn't have?
That's okay. But, you know, we all do that, don't we?
No, yeah, but it's hopefully in the toilet.
Yeah, no, he's not flushing, if that's what you're asking.
Well, no, I think I can forgive that. But he's not like just in the lounge room, just leaving one there, or in the kitchen floor or something like that. He's got his toilet.
Yeah.
Is he using that?
Yeah, effectively most of the time we do manage to get outside.
Okay,
but
that's good.
Yesterday there was a chaotic moment where I got home. And obviously, like, but super excited to see a human being.
Yeah.
And then I didn't realise that a door into a living area that he's not allowed in was open. And I released the Kraken, and Barney then went berserk through the house.
Oh, no, Barney.
I was trying to put some stuff down, and then I saw the signal. The legs begin to spread. In the living room where he's not allowed in. And then I've just dropped everything, just, like, smashed my phone, just, like, no! Just running, dived in and grabbed him in time.
It okay, was like, that's good.
It was like Harry Potter and the Golden Snitch. I'd like...
Except it was Barney in the poo.
I just managed to dive in, grab him, and we got him outside. And then I'd like... I couldn't find things that I'd had on me when I... came back inside. I was like, all right, now where was this? Where was that? I spent half an hour looking for my phone because I just like dropped everything and ran. But yeah, it's chaos.
Well, Simo, I do want to open up the phones. Give us a call, 645-72-977. Simo, what has your dog pooed on? Because a very famous singer experienced this just the other day.
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Yes, Simo, I speak of Billie Eilish. She posted on her Instagram story the fact that her dog had done a little poo somewhere it shouldn't on her shoes, which people viewing the Instagram story estimated as being worth up to 10,000 Aussie dollars.
Before or after defecation?
Before.
Right,
before.
Okay.
If they're worth 10 grand after, wow.
But yeah, Billie Eilish's signature will be worth a bit.
Mm.
What about Billie Eilish's dog's signature? Because that's pretty much, it's leaving its signature.
Look, I mean, if you're willing to pay 10 grand for Billie Eilish's shoes that have had dog poo on them, be my guest, not for me.
They've been floated online by now, for sure, for charity or something.
Well, Billie posted the video on her Instagram story, and she said, and I'm going to censor this.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, did I step in poo in the yard and I came inside? This is what I find. What the...
Yeah, well.
With a picture of her, the Air Jordan Dior sneakers, which people say are worth up to 10,000 Aussie dollars.
Her potty language matches her shoes.
And Simo, let's just be glad that Barney didn't do a poo in your... Are you wearing expensive shoes today?
No. Would you ever buy shoes that are worth $10,000?
Simo, you're wearing Ugg boots.
Yeah, he's been in these Ugg boots. He gets his head stuck in them all the time.
Has he pooed in them?
Nope. Thank goodness.
Did they just wiggle your toes? Is there anything down the end?
We're all good. We're all clean here.
Just checking.
Actually, he probably respects these Ugg boots more than me. He loves them.
Mm.
He'll eat them up.
Maybe you need to buy him Ugg boots.
$10,000 shoes she's got.
Yeah.
Gah.
I mean, if you got
really?
If you got the money, you would, but I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. Would you? If you had 10 grand to burn, right, on anything, shoes is your option.
Well, it's not my first choice.
It's not, no.
I'd buy a yacht first, but,
okay,
you know.
Okay, right. Super yacht, then shoes.
Yeah.
In that order.
Yeah.
Simo and Jordan.
And I've been following this story very closely. I'm so intrigued by it. Very odd.
Okay.
Do you remember the seeds? I've been on these for weeks, by the way.
I think I do, but just remind me. What were they?
Previously, we've spoken about the fact that seeds were getting packaged and sent over to the US from China.
Oh, yes.
Not ordered. They were very kind of like odd. People were getting them in all 50 states of America being like, I didn't order these. Mm. And basically the consideration that maybe that they're a biohazard.
Yeah, so they weren't, from memory, they weren't labelled or anything like that, and they just randomly turned up on people's, in people's post boxes.
And then government departments were all like, don't plant these. And then there were guys out in just like the middle of whoop whoop just going, I already did.
The government said, don't plant these. And they heard everything but don't.
Yeah.
Just like, well, plant these. All right.
And so, you know, the men in black have rolled up to these veggie patches and displaced their plants and taken them to labs for genetic testing and whatever else goes on.
Well, yeah, because they didn't know what these seeds would grow. So do we know what they are now?
No.
Oh, okay.
However, dozens of packets of mystery seeds from Asia have arrived at Australian addresses. Yeah, in all our states. So this has happened over the last 5 weeks to us, so prompting fears of, you know, biosecurity breach or potentially having an effect on the environment and farm industries.
Right.
Yeah, so authorities, they don't know who sent the seeds or even, like, what varieties the seeds are.
Mm.
The Department of Agriculture, Water and Environment said 36 packages containing unidentified seeds had arrived at addresses across all Australian states over the past 5 weeks.
Okay.
Right. Now, it's prompted a response from, now, I didn't realise we had this particular group in Australia, the Australian Seed Federation.
Is that like a generic, is that like an actual government department?
Ah, something along those lines.
Because if so, very quiet for the last 100 years. Not much happening.
not much going on.
No offense, but you know.
Yeah.
Pretty chilled out day at the, whatever it's called, the seed.
The Australian Seed Federation.
Now
the,
all of a sudden, spring into gear.
The ASF.
Oh no, the ASF are onto us.
Who would you get to run the ASF if you had a choice? Is there anyone that you think would be particularly good with a seed?
I'm trying to think of a famous gardener, but none are immediately... I was going to say Dr. Harry, but no, he's a vet.
Paul Seedsman is an AFL footballer.
Yeah, he would be good.
That's an option.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Oh, that Costa, the guy with the big beard.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen him on the ABC?
With the big beard and he does gardening.
Yeah, Costa. Oh, there you go. Costa and Paul Seedsman, the AFL footballer.
The entire cast of Better Homes and Gardens.
Apart from Fast Ed. It's like, no, you did cooking. Get stuff, mate.
So it's prompted that group, the Australian Seed Federation, to call on Australians to immediately report of any unsolicited seeds to the Department of Agriculture, Water and Environment.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favourite part of this as well, unsolicited seeds.
Okay.
So, you know, you need to specialise in receiving unsolicited things.
Yeah. Solicited things?
Yeah.
Fine.
Completely fine.
If you ordered some tomato seeds online, plant away.
That's right. Unsolicited things, you know, there's a problem there.
Yeah, definitely. But Simo, if you got these seeds in the mail, if you rocked home today and they're in your letterbox,
yeah,
and you were told this, do not plant them, report them, all this sort of stuff.
You'd be curious, wouldn't you?
You would be curious. I'm not saying I would definitely do it, but I would just consider.
It's funny that you mentioned the curiousness because the ASF chief executive, Osman Mewat.
I'm disappointed it's not Costa.
It really should have been. He said that with this unsolicited seeds turning up in mailboxes, it's not clear where they had come from or why, and he said, I'm very curious as to the motive behind it, because neither here nor any of the overseas reports has anyone been able to explain why this is happening or where they are coming from. It's probably maybe, you know, one of those, like, marketing ploys, like, try a bit of our product and you just want more, whereas everyone's like, mate, we aren't touching these with a 10-foot pole.
It's going to be, like, really anticlimactic if someone does plant them and they turned out just to be, like, tomatoes or something. It's like... Oh, I was kind of hoping for like a magic beanstalk or something.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, we've talked about on the show before, crazy stuff happens in Florida all the time.
Yeah, it's a bizarre place in the world, really.
Yeah.
Nothing really gets close to it apart from North Korea, which is odd.
Well, Simo, I can add something more to the crazy stories that happen in Florida.
Ah, yes.
This one, it doesn't have anything to do with North Korea. However, it does have... something quite major to do with a wild bull.
Ah, yes. I have had experiences with wild bulls. Not wild as in the wild.
They were just, angry.
In their mentality.
Oh, well, what? You've been chased as a young Simo? You were chased by one?
Yeah, chased by a... So it was like an amalgamation of like a shorthorn. Mm. There was a whole bunch of different stuff. Wasn't castrated properly.
I see.
Had one testicle still with us.
I'm not an expert on bulls getting castrated.
Yeah,
but,
castrated, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they would take both off at the same time.
Yeah,
they just go, one, see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, we can go into the real...
Let's not.
But it is possible to only get half the job done if you're not concentrating.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah. So anyway, there was that. So his testosterone levels are a bit all over the shop. What I'm saying was, it wasn't his fault.
Right.
He was... angry, needlessly angry that day.
Young Simo was casually wandering through its area, its paddock. It.
He didn't like the look of my blue gumboots, so he thought he'd have a piece of that day.
To be fair, your blue gumboots are pretty crap.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Well, Simo, this bull in Miami, unconfirmed about its testicle situation.
If they're still with us or not.
I'm not unsure. However, the Broward County Sheriff's Office confirmed that it did in fact respond on Tuesday night to a search for a bull that was seen running loose through the streets of Cooper City, which is in Miami.
Right.
In Florida.
Hmm.
A police helicopter was called and an animal handler. They were all called to come in to assist with efforts to locate and capture the animal. So this bull was just at middle of the night, which is running crazily around the streets of like suburban Miami. Like there's houses and people's cars parked out the front of their house.
Hmm.
Obviously they're inside sleeping because it's the middle of the night. And there's just this crazy bull that just thinks, I'm going to go for a bit of a wander around.
I've had the opposite happen to me when I was out driving one night in the middle of the...
All the bulls were asleep and you were just there just running around like crazy in the middle of the day?
No. You sometimes, on one particular occasion, there was a cow just standing in the middle of a highway, but it didn't move.
Right.
It was just standing there.
I don't want to, you know, I don't want to make this morbid, but yeah. Was there a reason it wasn't moving? It was on a highway. Has it been hit?
No, it was standing up, okay. Looking me straight in the eyes.
Right.
As the car approached, I went, you know, came down from 80K, 60, 40, mm-hmm. 20. And then I get to the stage, it's like, I'm just dead stopped, just like waiting for it to move. It's interesting in that the cow is one of the greatest chicken players ever.
Yes. Or maybe one of the stupidest by standing on in the middle of a highway.
I was like, we're going to do this. We could do this forever.
So did it eventually move out of the way? Or?
Yeah, from memory. I don't know.
Or did you have to go around it?
I think I'm still there in spirit right now. I don't think I ever... The emotional trauma that I went through, I don't think I ever got over.
Fair enough. I can imagine that would be emotional. Simo, this bull in Florida, it was captured at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Nice.
I just love, imagine that you're kind of, you wake up in the middle of the night, you hear a bit of a commotion outside. Oh, what's going on? You rub your eyes, go to the window, open the curtains, and you just see a bull running past your front lawn.
Yeah, nah, it's not not the best fun.
Certainly, you'd be regretting purchasing that red-coloured car.
Although, there's different people out there. Some people might be like, yes, this hasn't happened in weeks. Let's go, boys.
It's Florida. Let's face it, they're probably more like that.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.